And it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. All right, first of all, let's stop and say who we are. We are a spirit. Say, I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. So that's the three parts of man, that spirit man down here. That's something you can't see your spirit. You can't touch your spirit, but that's who you are. Brother Hagin talks about often that's the real you is your spirit. That's who you are. What's down in you? I was scrolling through, you know, you can scroll through looking for apples and you can find everything except that sometimes about a famous person that used a lot of profanity and stuff like that and then apologized for it, but must have been what? In the person. So we want to know that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we're the sons of God. So my thing is, and your thing has to be, I'm yielded to God. Say, I'm yielded to God. I'm yielded to the word. So I study the word and I do what the word says. Just brought my mind back to when I was working down West Clay and Mr. Thomas was the counselor, not our seniors, but his brother. And, you know, children would get into trouble and they want to blame everybody in the country. And his famous slogan was, just do what the teacher says and you won't get in trouble. Follow the rules and you won't get in the trouble. Know what God requires of you. Say that. Say, I'm determined to know in my heart what God requires of me and to do that. I'm a doer of the word. I'm a doer of the word. And so it's no longer permissible, if I can use that word. I want you to understand that now. It's no longer permissible to get by with half doing what God says to do. I'm talking to me because he talked to me strongly. It's no longer permissible to half do what God says for me to do. Say that about yourself. For me to have to what God says for me to do. Well, I don't know what God says for me to do. It's easy to find out. Ask him. Check in your spirit. Amen. Check in your spirit. Amen. You know, it might be in my spirit that I'm supposed to go over here and let Therese play while I sing. And I'm up here just talking. Y'all know better, don't you? Amen. So let us do what God says to do. I'm still listening because I know I have a word to give out at the proper time. Amen. So as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Say, I'm a child of God. Get that in your spirit. Teach your children that. You are a child of God because they're going to run into somebody that's going to bully them and pick on them and do whatever they says and, you know, just teach them. You are a child of God. You remember, I don't remember the name, but the lady that came here with sand and spoke at a women's conference a time or two, and she was going into integration that year. She was going to an integrated school that year as a child, and all summer long, her mother asked her, what is your name? And she would have to tell her mother her name. All summer long, what is your name? And she would have to tell her mother her name. And so when she got to school and they started calling her the N-word and the other names that didn't associate her, she would tell them what her name is. You tell your children you are a child of God and explain to them what that means. You tell yourself you are a child of God and explain to yourself what that means. Because the enemy, the next scripture will let you know that the enemy doesn't want you to know and he doesn't care about you knowing and he hopes you don't know. You hope you don't know. Somebody didn't catch that. I said, you does not. So you don't know who you are. So read with me. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, are the sons of God. That's me. Amen. 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 I don't have a title. I might have one before I'm over. Next scripture, 8:16. Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself or himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are what? The children of God. And he goes on to talk about if we are heirs, we are joint heirs with Christ. But what I want you to know is that the Spirit of God says you are his child. So you have to know that you are his child. And then John 10:10 says what? The thief cometh not but for to what? Steal, to kill and destroy. But Jesus says, I came that you might have what? Life and have it more abundantly. One translation said the thief comes only to steal, kill and destroy. So don't think the devil can do any good. He can't. He's evil. He lies. He can't tell the truth, just like God can't tell a lie. They're the exact opposite of each other. You know, there's a religion that said Jesus and the devil were brothers at some, oh Lord. The word of God is the truth. And that's what I have to hide in my heart. The scripture says, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee.